Bank of America will pay a record-setting $16.6 billion to settle charges of abuses in the mortgage business that led to the financial crisis. The agreement includes $800 million for New York State. And WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the money will be applied to help homeowners in some creative ways.
State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman helped negotiate the deal, and he says he insisted on
some groundbreaking ideas that have never been done before, which we hope will serve as a template in the future.
For example, Bank of America is pledging to help with one of Mayor de Blasio's goals, creating more affordable rental housing. The bank will make below-market rate loans to developers of these homes worth $125 million. Bank of America will also hand over some abandoned properties it owns to nonprofits, which will either demolish or rehab them. Under the agreement, a large group of homeowners with federally backed mortgages will now, for the first time, be able to reduce the money they owe. Nearly one in four distressed loans in New York is guaranteed by the Federal Housing Administration. In total, the deal calls for $60 million in principal write-downs, part of a $500 million aid package for troubled homeowners. Albany will also get $300 million to spend as the governor and legislature see fit. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.